Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2013. And today we are talking about drones. Drones are back in the news today thanks to Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky and his 13-hour filibuster he conducted last week. Senator Paul, if he did nothing else, certainly raised awareness of this issue, awareness of drones over America. Drones over America is something that is happening right now. The president has signed an executive order, one of 23 he has signed this year, ordering the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, to open the skies of America to 30,000 drone aircraft by 2015. This was his executive order, but Congress also passed a law permitting the deployment of 30,000 drones over America. Many states, many police departments are looking to use these things. Now, they want to use them in America, they say, for various reasons. They want to be able to conduct surveillance, the police department says. They don't need them they don't need the weaponized versions, they say. They're not all that interested in the weaponized versions. They want them for surveillance. Well, that doesn't scare me much less, folks. Surveillance scares me too. What part of the Constitution do you prefer to see destroyed? The Fifth Amendment right to not be killed without due process of law, or the Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches and to force police to get a judicial warrant before they can conduct surveillance? The Constitution, sometimes you hear the question asked of people, is it a living document? Well, I submit to you that it is a very dead document right now, since the authorities that run this country, the president and his administration, have no intention of obeying it. It is a dead letter issue. Well, Senator Paul brought all this to our attention. Finally, Eric Holder, Mr. Fast and Furious, drug cartel, gun-running attorney general, our law enforcement officer, our justice person, he said that the president does not have authority to kill Americans on American soil, Americans who are not engaged in combat, not engaged in combat. I wonder what that means, what engaged in combat means. I wonder if next year doing these podcasts would be engaged in combat. Who knows? The president decides who lives and who dies. He is accountable to no one. He is saying to us loud and clear right now, the Bill of Rights do not longer apply. They no longer apply in this country. We have perpetual war, and you cannot have perpetual war, as Rand Paul said. We now have perpetual war. We can't have a war with no temporal limits, Senator Paul said. Well, yes, I agree with that. Amen to that. You know, the Obama administration overseas, and we're talking about Americans. Who cares about a bunch of foreigners, even if they're children, killed every day by drones? The Obama administration classifies any male 16 to 65 who happens to be killed by a drone attack to be an enemy combatant, a military combatant. Anybody in the vicinity of a drone strike is a military combatant. Why else would he be killed by a drone? We would never, Senator McCain says, do such a thing. Well, I think we will. Is our government reached the point where it is this wicked? Apparently it has, folks. And it is a very hair-raising time for us. Well, another bit of news on drones. The U.S. Air Force says it's no longer going to report data on drone strikes in Afghanistan. U.S. military said on Sunday it had removed data about airstrikes carried out by unmanned planes in Afghanistan. That's what they call them in the military, unmanned planes. They don't like the word drone because these things actually are piloted by some Air Force fellow sitting in New Mexico somewhere, killing people 10,000 miles away. It says the air power summaries will no longer contain reports of drone strikes. The U.S. Central Command said it was removed because it was, quote, disproportionately focused on the use of weapons by the remotely piloted aircraft as they only published when strikes were carried out. And the Air Force says most of our missions are not about strikes, they're about reconnaissance. So they resented the constant emphasis on dead civilians and children. Imagine sitting in your home somewhere with your children on your knee and feeling shrapnel come tearing through the walls, tearing your child apart. Not a pretty picture, folks, but people across the world suffer that every day thanks to the U.S. taxpayer and their government. This is what our government is today. The term thugs and murderers come to mind. War criminals, mass murderers. This is what comes to mind when we think about these things. These things are horrible, and we shouldn't be doing them. That's the way I see it, folks. Monday, March 11th, 2013. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.